Useful publications. Inclusive Education for Children at Risk, Good Practice Guide. Online resource available from the website of the Interagency Network for Education in Emergencies. It has six sections: Rebuilding for Inclusiveness, Towards Full Participation, Gender Equality, Adult Ex-Combatants and Child Soldiers, Children in Especially Difficult Circumstances, Persons with Disability. Available online, www.ineesite.org/inclusion/default.asp. Contact INEE, care of UNESCO, ED/EPS, 7 Place de Fontenoy, 75007, Paris, France. Coordinator at ineesite.org. Inclusive Play, Practical Strategies for Working with Children, T. Casey, 2005. This book makes practical suggestions and uses tried and tested approaches to show readers how to help children feel included and involved in play opportunities. Available from Paul Chapman Publishing, 1 Oliver's Yard, 55 City Road, London, EC1Y1SP, UK. Fax 44207324-8600. ISBN 1-4129-0243-6. Price £18.99. Index for Inclusion, Developing Learning, Participation and Play in Early Years and Childcare. T. Booth, M. Ainscow, D. Kingston, 2004. A detailed set of materials to help support early years and childcare settings to increase the participation of all children and young people in learning and play. Available from CSIE, New Redland, French A Campus, Cold Harbour Lane, Bristol, BS16, 1QU, UK. Fax 44117328-4005. www.csie.org.uk. Price £26. Learning from Difference, CD-ROM, ENET, 2004. A set of guidelines for practitioners wishing to use an action research approach for improving inclusion in education. The interactive CD-ROM includes further reading, photos, drawings, video clips. A printed version of the guidelines will be available at the end of 2005. Available from ENET. Mainstreaming Disability in Practice, The Case of Inclusive Education, Disability, Knowledge and Research, 2005. The discussions at this third roundtable meeting held in Cambodia aim to increase participants' understanding of inclusive education and its role in mainstreaming disability. The 3 days included a question and answer session with children from a local inclusive school, as well as visits to school for children with disabilities and mainstream schools. It was an opportunity for parents, teachers, government workers, disabled people's organisations and donors to swap stories and see how they can work together. Report and roundtable papers available online, www.disabilitykar.net/events/cambodiaroundtable.html. Contact the Disability KAR programme. Bernard Trude, HealthLink Worldwide, 56-64 Leonard Street, London, EC2A 4JX, UK. Trude, T-R-U-D-E, .b@healthlink.org.uk. Researching Our Experience, ENET 2003. A collection of accounts by primary school teachers in Zambia about their struggles and successes in making their schools more inclusive. Due to the popularity of this document, it has been reprinted in 2005. Available from ENET. Tape and Braille Documents. ENET has produced Braille and audio cassette versions of newsletters 7 and 8 and the book Schools for All. Please note we have distributed most of our Braille newsletters already, but the other items are still available. We contracted the African Braille Centre in Kenya to produce the Braille newsletters. For information about their service, email maina@nbnet.co.ke or write to ABC, PO Box 27715, Nairobi, Kenya. Please tell us about any publications you have produced or that you would recommend to other eNet readers. If you have trouble obtaining any items listed in Useful Publications, please contact eNet. eNet, care of Educational Support and Inclusion, School of Education, the University of Manchester, Oxford Road, Manchester M13 9PL, UK. Telephone 44161 275 3711. Fax 44161 275 3548. Email info@enet.org.uk. Web www.enet.org.uk. This is the end of Enabling Education, Issue 9, June 2005. It was recorded in September 2009.